Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. We'll call to order the Willow City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016. Item number two on the agenda is a pledge of allegiance. Sheriff Warren, would you do the honors in leading us in the pledge, please? Thank you.
Pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Sheriff. Item number three, roll call. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Dominguez.
Here.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Vice Mayor Yoder.
Here.
Mayor Danson.
Here. Thank you, Natalie. Item number four, presentations and proclamations. 4A, Mayor Hansen will present a plaque of appreciation to Councilmember Larry Dominguez for his service as mayor during 2015.
Larry. Well, Larry, it's about all you get for being mayor around here is a nice plaque with a gavel on it.
After, I know.
After all the,
I should have got a raise.
Yeah, do it for the money, right? But after all the hard work and effort that goes into the job, and Larry, you did an exemplary job as mayor last year, and it's a pleasure and an honor to serve with you on the council.
So, thank you very much. I've enjoyed very much my term as mayor and working with both staff and the public. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry. Nice work. Item number five, public comment, written communications. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the mayor, vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. Public comment is generally restricted to 3 minutes. Is there any public comment tonight on any items not on the agenda? If so, please approach the podium. Good evening. It's not required, but if you could state your name for the record, it is appreciated. So, thank you.
Hi, my name is Julia Mercado, and this is my husband, Edgar Mercado, and our daughter, Isabella Mercado.
Hi.
And last week, we got approved by the city. I just want to say thank you to Karen and Scott for helping us. We're starting a business, a meat distribution company, and we got it approved to start our business. And because of them, we were able to do everything nice and easy. You know, a lot of people were asking us, is the city going to approve it? How's the city? Everybody's worried about the city, if it was going to be approved. And I just want to say thanks to Karen and Scott for helping us with all this project. We're new in business. My experience is in banking. My husband was in sales, and we decided to open our own business. And because of help like them, we are able to meet our goal, open our own distribution company. And hopefully, pretty soon, we should be in business here in Willows. So we just want to say thank you to Scott and Karen for all the everything that they did for us.
Oh, that's good news. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Yeah, thank you.
Thank
and
you.
Welcome to Willows, and we're glad you're here, and good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck in business. And yeah, we're proud of the work Karen Mantelli does as our principal planner. She does outstanding work, so thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Any further public comment on any item not on the agenda? Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, my name is Tina Lore, and I would like to thank the city manager for letting SWAT do the presentation the last meeting.
Okay.
So, all right. Yeah, that's all.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you very much. It was a very nice presentation. Nice work. Any other public comment tonight? Anything? Last call. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your input. Item number six, consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council person or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the Council, item 6A, approve the general checking, payroll checks, and payroll direct deposit registers, and 6B, approve general fund appropriations in the amount of $85,000 as per Council direction at the special mid-year budget meeting held on February 18th. 2016. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Councilmember Williams has moved to approve the consent agenda as presented. Vice Mayor Yoder has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. None carries unanimously. Thank you. Item number seven, public hearings. It is recommended that the council, under item 7A, conduct a public hearing and upon conclusion introduce first reading by title only and passage of first reading of ordinance number 723-2016, entitled An Ordinance of the City of Willows, California, approving a development agreement between California Land Investors LLC and the City of Willows, and adding chapter 19.10, which is a development agreement, and adding section 19.10.05, development agreement between California Land Investors LLC and the City of Willows, to the Willows Municipal Code. Mr. Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. This essentially is a procedural process that we're conducting here. Previously, as the council's aware, we brought this same development agreement before council as a resolution. It was discussed and vetted at the time it was passed as a resolution. Subsequent to that action, it came to our attention that in actuality it needed this particular development agreement needed to go before the Planning Commission and then actually be passed or approved as an ordinance as opposed to a resolution. So we're here before you today for that particular action. As informational purposes, this development agreement did go before the Planning Commission. I believe it was on the 17th, the last meeting they had. Planning Commission unanimously approved the development agreement as presented. Therefore, we are bringing this before you to take action and by a motion approve it as an ordinance. And again, creating a new chapter for specifically development.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Before we begin, before we open the public hearing, any members of the council have any questions for staff?
No.
Nothing,
no, sir.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. Well, at this time, we'll open the public hearing on this item, and the time is 7:07 p.m., so the public hearing is open. Any members of the audience of the public who wish to speak on this item, please approach the podium. Anything? No one? Well, it's still 7:07, so at this point, we'll close the public hearing. Okay. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance next in line be read by title only.
I'll second that.
Councilmember Miller has moved that the ordinance next in line be read by title only. Councilmember Dominguez has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimously. Thank you. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I moved in an ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the City of Willows, California, approving a development agreement between California Land Investors LLC and the City of Willows, and adding chapter 19.10 development agreements and adding section 19.10.05 development agreement between California Land Investors LLC and the City of Willows to the Willows Municipal Code.
Council member has moved to approve the first reading by the ordinance. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Council member Dominguez has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote.
Council member Dominguez?
Aye.
Council member
Bella? Aye.
Council member Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder?
Aye.
Mayor Hansen?
Aye. Thank you, Natalie. Carries unanimously. Item 7B, conduct a public hearing and upon conclusion consider adoption of a resolution to extend ordinance number 719-2016 entitled An Urgency Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows, California, adding chapter 18.117, marijuana cultivation, adding chapter 9.20, medical marijuana, and amending chapter 8.10, nuisance of the Willows Municipal Code regarding marijuana cultivation. Mr. Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. This comes back to you tonight following the council's direction at the last meeting. As you know, on January 26th, you adopted an urgency interim ordinance for the regulation of marijuana within the City of Willows. That ordinance is effective unless you take other action for only 45 days. This comes before you in a resolution tonight to extend that for an additional 10 months and 15 days, making it valid for an entire year. You also have the ability to extend that for a year beyond that if necessary. I recommend it that in fact you adopt this ordinance and extend it for the full year, simply because there is so much unknown in the world of marijuana regulation. There are competing initiatives currently being vetted and may come to everybody in the election in November. We haven't had much time to deal with enforcement of these marijuana issues, so a year's extension would give our police officers some time to work with that issue. And we certainly would know more within a year, and we think the council can act more knowledgeably at the end of that time. This is a resolution, but the code requires that it be passed by a 4/5 vote, so we can need a roll call 4/5 vote on it if this is what the council chooses to be.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hunt. Before we open the public hearing, any members of the council have any questions for staff?
I have none. No.
Probably have a side wager with Mr. Hunt as to whether or not this will be resolved within a year.
My suspicion is that it will not. One of the items that I pointed out to you, I referred to it as being devils and the devil in the details. The marijuana czar has been appointed by Governor Brown to head up the department that's going to handle all of this marijuana regulation and licensing and physicians and so on and so forth. That department's first task will be to develop regulations. And developing regulations in at the state level is a time-consuming process. So my suspicion is that 1 year will not be enough. We probably will come back to you next year to extend it for another year.
Okay, thank you, Larry. Yeah. Anything further?
I just have a comment.
Yes, sir.
Last time I was talking about some information I had where there was 48 medical marijuana cards in Glen County. That information, just to let you know, you could find that and more on the California Department of Public Health.gov website. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mellon. Anything further? Nothing? Okay. At this time, it is 7:12 p.m., and we'll open the public hearing on this matter. Any members of the public wishing to speak in reference to this matter? Now's the appropriate time. Please approach the podium. Any comment? Anything?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Name's Bob Faust. I think I was at your January 26th meeting where we kind of put a hold on dispensaries, transportation in and out, and I haven't had a chance to read this resolution, but it sounds like it's about the same thing, and I'm in favor of you extending it.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. Any further public comment on this item during the public hearing? Yes, sir. Good evening.
Zach Weathers, I'm a local businessman. I think I'm completely for it. I think you're just going to turn normal people into criminals by banning it. So, I think you should look at it a little closer, at least allow indoor growing. I really wonder how you plan on enforcing this. You know, if you came to me with the state law saying this and that, and you're trying to tell me I can't grow, I'm going to be saying something different. I want to see my day in court, obviously. So, I think you guys should really consider this and weigh all the pros and cons. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for your comments. Yes, sir.
Robert Griffith. I'm in favor of it. I want this to be a drug-free city. Marijuana is a drug, and it leads to other things. I'm sorry they say it doesn't, but let me get it someplace else, not here. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any further public comment on this matter? Anything? Nothing further? Okay. Thank you for your input. The time is 7:14 p.m. We'll close the public hearing at this time on this matter. Pleasure of the council. Questions, comments?
Mr. Mayor, I move that the resolution entitled the resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows extending the effective period of ordinance number 719-2016 be adopted.
Councilmember Domenichini has moved to approve the item as presented.
I'll second that.
Councilmember Williams has seconded. Any discussion? Okay, this is a resolution, a roll call vote. Before we do that, though, I just have just a comment to make on the matter. I think extending the urgency ordinance is the right thing to do. based on previous comments, based on my conversations with a large number of individuals in the city, of all of the individuals I spoke with directly. There were only, actually, there was one individual that was in favor of, and I spoke to citizens of the city of Willows, ranging in age from 18, 19 up until their mid-70s, and so it is the right thing to do. So before, any other comments, gentlemen, before we move on?
Yeah, it's
Mr. Dominguez.
In some ways, it's a placeholder. Just kind of, as Mr. Hunter said, we have to wait and see how things settle out over the next year.
Absolutely. The legislation is so convoluted, it's very difficult to decipher, and you know, so many different opinions on it, and who knows where it's going to end up at. But it is
in the
right
courts.
Thing to do. Oh, absolutely. So, anything further?
Yes, sir.
I think what we're looking at, and to kind of answer Mr. Weathers' question or his comment, was that this order being in place is something that the state is mandating us to do something or do nothing at all and then be subject to the state's control.
I applaud the city for doing that. And, you know, I thank you for doing that, because I feel the power should be in the city and not the state's power. You know, so I do applaud the city for
right.
taking control of our city. That's what they should do.
Right.
Just, you know,
but what we're, no, and I agree with you.
Support.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, and I've said it here up on the dais before when we talked about this, is that, you know, I believe, and coming from a law enforcement background and as such as my counterpart, the mayor, Mr. Hansen, is I also see that over time, as time evolves, that medical marijuana, there is a place. There's a place, there's a use. I don't want to disclude a certain sect of the community if there is a positive use for this. What this does is this allows us to come back to it later, and I think Mr. Mello over there had even indicated this is going to let us be in control as we see what the legislatures do at the state level, and then we can actually adapt other resolutions or revisit them later on down the road. So this doesn't mean that it's a done deal.
Right.
It just means it's giving us control as we see how the legislators play this out at a higher level. So as it sits here, yeah, we're doing this and we're carte blanche across the board. No, but it allows us in the future to come and revisit it later at our own accord and make changes if necessary. So I think that's it. If I'm stating it correctly, that is what we are doing. So it's not though it's a no carte blanche, it is changeable down the road. So I want you to know that.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Any further comments? Okay. There's a motion with a second on the floor to approve the resolution. Madam Clerk, roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Dominguez.
Aye.
Councilmember Mello.
Aye.
Aye.
Vice
Mayor Miller.
Aye.
Mayor Hansen.
Aye. Thank you, Madam Clerk. It carries unanimously. Item number 8, ordinances approved by motion, the second reading by title only, and adoption of ordinance number 722-2016, entitled an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows, repealing Title 9, Section 9.05.010, entitled Annoying Women and Children of Chapter 9.05 of the Willows Municipal Code. Mr. Taylor, anything further from staff on this item before we continue?
No, Mr. Mayor. No additional information.
Okay, thank you very much. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the next item, next in line, be read by title only.
I'll second that.
Mr. Mello has moved that the item next in line be read by title only. Councilmember Dominguez has seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimously. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move that an ordinance entitled an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows repealing Title 9, Section 9.05.010, entitled Annoying Women and Children, of Chapter 9.05 of the Willows Municipal Code.
Councilmember
Mello. Passed second reading and be adopted.
Thank you, Councilmember Miller. Councilmember Miller has moved to approve the second reading as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Councilmember Dominigany has seconded. Further discussion? Once again, this will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk?
Councilmember Dominigany?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Miller?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye. Approves unanimously. Thank you, Natalie. Item number 8B, Development Agreement Ordinance between California Land Investors LLC and the City of Willows. And this item was, the action was taken under item number 7A. Item 8C, Extension of an Urgency Ordinance Number 719-2016 regarding medical marijuana cultivation. An action was taken under item 7B in reference to that matter. Item number 9, items introduced by City Council or administrative staff for discussion purposes only. Council members, anything for discussion tonight? Nothing?
No, sir.
Okay. Staff, Mr. Taylor, anything?
No, sir.
Okay. Anything else from anyone else over at the staff table? Very good. I just had just one reminder item. As we're all aware, the Wall That Heals is coming to Willows tomorrow. And Mr. Soth, our Public Works Director, can probably provide a little better times when that's actually coming into town. But the opening ceremonies are going to be held on Thursday morning at 10 a.m. at Memorial Park, which is right behind us over here. So anyway, and our City Clerk, Natalie Butler, has prepared an outstanding proclamation that will be presented to the veterans groups at the opening ceremonies on the 10th. So excellent work, Natalie. Fine job. Looks very good. So, Steve, do you have anything further on tomorrow's?
Yeah, so the escort will be coming into town from 57 sometime around 11:30 tomorrow morning, 11:30 to noon. They'll be coming up 99. They'll go out Cedar Street to Villa, up Villa to Sycamore, Sycamore to Humble, Humble to Wood Street, back to Tehama, Tehama to Sycamore, and then wind up over here at Memorial Park, and they'll set up and get ready for the opening ceremonies on Thursday.
Okay. Did you say 11:30 to noon somewhere
in
here?
Yeah, it just depends. I think they're leaving from Arbuckle. I hope to stay there. That's it. 57.
It's about 11:30 at the latest. They're kind of anticipating staging and setting right around 11 and coming in.
Okay. Very good.
We have what, CHB and Fire Department, Public Works,
Fire Handling, the great heroes.
The heroes, the guys with the plungers. Those guys.
Are plungers there? Plungers are gone.
Okay, very good. I understand it's coming up Kenner Road 99, Highway 99. I'm not sure where they're getting off. Is it coming all the way up? Well,
yeah.
From Woodland, I guess, or thereabouts from 99, or it's out of Sacramento, isn't it? I believe.
Yeah, I believe they're staging like an originally done again, then coming 99 and up from there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, very good. Okay. Well, thanks for the information. Okay. That's all I had,
Mr. Mayor. There's
yes, sir.
One other item, if I may.
Sure.
Was brought to my attention just as a note of informational purposes. The sewer line project that was part of the Basin Street, the little section, if you recall, of adding underneath, going underneath the canal from the South Willows project, is complete.
Oh. Okay.
Without
issue, mishaps.
Without issue or problem or drama.
Very, very, mm-hmm. Very good. Very good, good. Or, and no gopher nice. Holes. Very good.
No, no gopher holes. I'm aware of. We don't have gophers here. It's
we have a lot of gophers here.
The project went smoothly. It went on time. In fact, I believe they finished a couple of days early. So it's just turned out real well, and it is complete, and we're moving on.
Good.
Moving
good news.
The next piece.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the information. Anything further? Okay, moving on to item number 10, new business. It is recommended that the council, item 10A, approve by motion the contract for HUD auditing services with the Adams Ashby Group for 3 years and authorize the city manager to sign the contract. Mr. Salisbury.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. We come to you with something a bit unusual as it pertains to federal grants. One, a little bit of flexibility, and two, hurry up and do it, which doesn't go along with a lot of federal grants these days. So basically, as the senior housing project, the 49-unit senior housing project, 48 which are falling under HUD guidelines. As a requirement of the grant, we do need to provide monitoring the services of the facility for up to 55 years, according to the terms of the grant agreement. And so one of the issues became at this point in time is how do we go about paying for that? Historically, up until about 6 or 7 years ago, you could use what's referred to as program income on an ongoing basis to pay for this. That stopped a number of years ago, but we have been able, through special permission with the home program manager, to, while the grant still remains open and is set to close here shortly, to go ahead and cover up to 3 years of monitoring with program income. So what we have for you tonight is the agreement to be signed once approved by the city manager with the Adams Ashby Group to provide 3 years worth of monitoring. First year being set up and putting all the documentation together in addition to monitoring, and then 2 additional years of monitoring. So with that, I'll entertain any questions.
Okay, thank you very much, Tim. Council members have any question for staff reference this item?
No, I don't.
No, thank you.
Nothing?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is an action item. Pleasure of the council.
I'll move to approve the item next in line.
Vice Mayor Yoder has moved to approve the item as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that, please.
Council Member Williamson seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Item number 10B. Adopt a resolution approving the use of downtown facade improvement funds for a mini-grant for new signage for an existing commercial building located at 123 South Tehama Street, authorizing the commitment of $1,500. Karen, good evening. Good to see you.
Yes. Good evening.
You brightened that staff table up considerably.
Hey, it's good on you, Chief. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about you.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor and Council members. Yes, we have another request under the Downtown Facade Improvement Program, another business that is seeking some mini-grant funding. This is for a place at 123 South Tehama Street. It's owned by Bob and Norma Benamati. They are requesting assistance up to $1,500, which is the maximum amount for a mini-grant. And that request is to replace and install some new signage. There's existing signage there that is worn and probably outdated, so they are requesting some help to install that signage, along with the proposal that they submitted, which I think to the amount of around $1,915. $1,500 of that, then, if approved, will be able to be paid out of those funds to them to incorporate into the signage. They will just have to get a sign review permit. They've submitted some diagrams and colors that are attached on your report here that they intend to use on their signage. So if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. And I think they'll benefit. It'll be another benefit to the downtown for this program.
Thank you very much, Karen. Members of the council have any questions for our planner in reference to this item? Larry.
Karen, so when this is all done, their new sign setup will be up to snuff for our current sign ordinance?
Yes. The ones that are there right now are a little bit out of compliance. So I think they had thoughts of putting in some new signage and got together with the property owners or representative about what could be changed in order to comply with the sign code, and that's what they're trying to meet with these new signs.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I think this is great. It'll bring them into regulatory compliance, help them out, you know, the whole purpose of the facade program, and it'll end up looking nicer.
Yeah, so,
yeah, this
absolutely
is a good deal.
Anything further? Thank you, Larry. Larry.
Well, with the Basin Street project underway, and sooner or later there's going to be some homes built, and Highway 99 is going to be another entranceway to the city, it would be nice to do a lot more for Tehama Street and old Highway 99. The more we can do, the better for another entryway to the city. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. Anything further? Gentlemen?
No, I think it's a good program to go with.
Yeah, I agree. Jeff, anything?
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, likewise. You know, Bob Benamani I believe he put at least 50 years in as a barber when he retired about a year or so ago. But, you know, involved citizen, you know, businessman, very successful barber, and that is an absolute classic barbershop. It's just, if anybody hasn't been in it, if anybody in the audience here has never been into Benamani's barbershop, it's a great barbershop. It's got fantastic wildlife mounts in it. But anyway, just that barber shop is an iconic location here in Willows. So yeah, it's absolutely a good thing all the way around. So, okay. All right, Karen, thank you very much. With that, pleasure of the council on this item.
Mr. Mayor, I move that a resolution entitled Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows approving the usage of downtown facade improvement funds to install new signage of an existing commercial building for Bob and Norma Benamani, owners of an existing commercial building located at 123 South Dehama Street, Assessor's Parcel 003-051-020, be adopted.
Vice Mayor Yoder has moved to approve the item as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Councilmember Williams has seconded. Further discussion? This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Finnegan.
Aye.
Councilmember Mello.
Aye.
Councilmember Williams.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Miller.
Aye.
Mayor Hanson.
Aye. Thank you, Natalie. Carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Item number 11, council member reports. Who would like to begin tonight?
I got one thing.
Mr. Yoder.
For my friends out in the audience, I just got back from Paradise. It's a little baby boy. Yes. Two. That's all I got.
Congratulations.
That's it.
That's good news, Jim. Thank you. Nothing else?
That's it.
Okay, well, that's big news. That's a big day, big day. Mr. Williams, anything tonight?
No, sir. I'll let you deal with the Transportation Commission.
You don't want to report, really?
I'll let you do it.
I was kind of hoping you'd do it.
Tim was hoping for it.
On behalf of staff, I'd like to protest this.
Oh, boy. Do I have a report tonight? Okay. Larry, anything?
I will cede my time to the mayor's transportation report.
Oh, boy. I'm sure it will be riveting. So, thanks. Thanks, Larry. Mr. Mello, anything?
Yeah, I just want to say that every time I walk by the Willows Museum, it always looks nice. The gardens there are called Heritage Gardens, for those who don't know. It's beautifully, beautifully landscaped, and I want to thank Public Works, because those hedges, those nice bright green hedges, are always trimmed regularly, making that museum look really, really nice. I want to thank you and your crew. Thanks.
I will pass that along. It's one of our part-time guys, Cam, takes care of that. He does a fabulous job.
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Larry. Thank you. Ditto on that, by the way, too.
Yes.
Okay, well, it's been kind of a busy past couple of weeks, so I have several items to report, Tim, just so you're, you know, I knew you'd be thrilled about that.
Remember, sir, that council member to make any seated time, not the calendar. So.
This shouldn't take more than 30 minutes. This shouldn't take more than 30
minutes. It's only a 3-inch stack of paper here.
On Wednesday, February 10th, I was fortunate enough to tour the anaerobic digester facility operated by Clean World in Sacramento with some other individuals, and that goes right in line with the second item I want to speak about tonight, which was on Wednesday, February 17th. I attended the Glynn County Planning Commission meeting and spoke in favor of the KVB project, which was approved by the County Planning Commission on a 4-1 vote. The environmental impact report and the overall project was approved on that date. But the digester was not, I hadn't Googled anaerobic digesters before I toured it. I did that deliberately. But it's not at all what I envisioned. It's basically most of us are familiar with, for example, rice dryers and that sort of thing. It's basically just real similar to like what would be a rice dryer pit or a dryer pit, where that day they were processing spoiled milk. The milk was just dumped in the pit, in the ground, and it was piped into tanks, and it's moved into a series of tanks, and the end result is compressed natural gas. And it was a very clean, safe operation. It was located in an industrial area in the Sacramento area, surrounded by industry on all sides. It was on a blacktop type surface. The equipment was generators and so forth were located on skids. It was just not exactly what I envisioned. It was really amazing. I was really impressed. Their safety record was flawless. They had never had a medical aid or a fire call there of any type since they've been in operation there by Clean World. And the overall byproduct from the foods, it's an anaerobic digester processing foods. They had contracts with Campbell's Soup for their you know, food residue from the soup making process, and other food related company. It was all food related processing, but the end result was about 60% compressed natural gas CNG and 40% water. And a good chunk of the water goes down the sewage system, and some of the water is pumped by farmers and ranchers for use in agricultural operations right out of the digester. So I was really impressed with that visit, and I visited MRF, a materials recovery facility, a couple of months earlier in Sunnyvale, which was basically a sorting, you know, just a recycling sorting type operation. And I was amazed at that as well. I reported out on that before, but the KVB project is going to be if it comes to fruition, if it clears the remaining hurdles anyway, is slated to be an anaerobic digester and a materials recovery facility. And I wouldn't be afraid to live upstream, downstream, or right next to it, just based on what I saw. I was really impressed with the overall operation. So I was really happy to hear that passed on a 4-1 vote, or that it passed, because really there is no other alternative here except exporting our waste stream, which means hauling our garbage out of the county at increased cost to us. So I see no downsides on this project, and hopefully it comes to fruition someday. So anyway, that was very interesting. So, and then on Thursday, February 18th, Tim, you'll be happy to hear we had the Regional Transit Committee and our Glynn County Transportation Commission meeting, followed by the Waste Management Regional Agency meeting. So here we go. It's only a few items here, Tim, so it shouldn't take long.
This is your fault.
I'll make it quick. I won't make this painful for everyone. We just had items at the Regional Transit Committee. We entered into a small buses lease with the City of Truckee for two of the smaller, older buses that are now utilized for standby. They're old. They've been pulled off main line transportation. They're used as backup now. That will generate a little bit of income. It's going to be on a month-to-month lease. Buses were approved for the wall that heals when the wall comes in Thursday, to bus up to two buses to bus people that are coming here to tour the wall and visit the area at different locations around the city, to get them here to Memorial Park, because parking is going to be extremely limited. RTC buses, or the Glen Ride buses rather, will be utilized on Thursday and Friday, and it's at no cost to any veterans groups or other organizations. It was voted unanimously by the Regional Transit Committee to donate, to utilize, you know, to not charge, I should say, to not charge any cost to anybody, and just out of other cost savings items that we've been able to procure over the last few years, just utilize those funds to provide the services. So that was the right thing to do. And also there's the Rural County Representatives of California, RCRC, Board of Supervisors operation. I know Supervisor Keith Corm is here this evening. It was approved to allow the RCRC to lease a bus for one day when they have their upcoming visit to Glen County, on a Glen County tour of what we do up here in Glen County and our agricultural county, to those members at a charge of about, I think it was $23.97 an hour or something like that. I don't want to pull that out now. Around, you know, $23-$24 an hour charge to RCRC for that. So other than that, then we moved on to the Glen County Transportation Commission meeting. And routine business pretty much until we got to the increased purchase budget for new buses. Two Gillig buses have been ordered, and I've reported on that before. The cost is going to increase slightly just due to, you know, the operational costs and, you know, cost of materials, really, but we approved, Jeff, what was it? I think we approved up to $15,000 additional cost overrun, $7,500 per bus, if I remember, without digging into this, you know, for some slight modifications on those buses. And those are ordered out of a Bay Area consortium through another county to a large number of buses to get the costs, you know, down as low as possible. So anyway, that was the main item of business. And if I can find that my printout on this, I'll tell you what the bus price was. We're also going to write a stern letter to our legislator and senator, our assembly member and our state senator, and possibly others, about the decrepit conditions of our roadways in this county, in the two cities in this county, following on the heels of a letter that the California Transportation Commission proposed, but except we're not going to be as politically correct as they were. They wrote a very nice letter, but staff is putting a letter together now to address the needs of funding sources, because as we know, our funding revenues are down significantly because of some tweaking that was done when Governor Schwarzenegger was in office. So anyway, but the final cost, I found it here, the final cost of the two Gillig buses is going to be $484,580.18. Now those are for 40-foot Gillig buses. Gillig makes a phenomenal product, as we all know. I think most of us probably rode on Gillig school buses when we were kids. I know I did. And the two Gillig buses currently in service are just mechanical marvels, if you will. They've had almost no maintenance issues at all whatsoever. Even the brakes on those buses are just going just an extremely large amount of miles. I mean, just phenomenal amount of miles. So anyway, that's coming down the pipe. So the cost overruns, much of that is borne from funding that was earmarked, state and federal funding earmarked for the purchase of those buses. They will be on the road here months and months down the road to replace some other aging buses. But the two Gillig buses currently, you know, in service are just great buses. So anyway, that's all I have on that item. Attended the Museum Society of Willows annual membership meeting. I'm on the museum board of directors. That was held Sunday. We had a pretty good sized crowd. It was a great event, and the presidents were the officers were elected for the year by the membership. Ray Crabtree is going to continue as president. Curtis Hurlbrook is going to continue as vice president. Diane Balk is the new treasurer. The president and treasurer were separated out very recently by a decision of the board. Diane Balk is the new treasurer, and she'll do a phenomenal job. And Joanne Wright will continue as secretary, and she does outstanding work. Guest speaker was Rich Moore from Rumiano Cheese Factory with the history on Rumiano cheese. Boy, I tell you, I learned a lot. And just, you know, about the overall cheese process and the Rumianos when they first went in business here in 1921. But more importantly, Rich announced at the part of his presentation before he wrapped up to the individuals attending, was that Rumiano Cheese is actively working with Basin Street developers in order to put a new facility in, as we were hoping. But it was good news that he actually talked about it for a few minutes about the you know, it's moving forward. So that was fantastic news. So that's really the best part of this report, obviously. So I think I covered everything. Oh, one more thing, Tim. I'm almost done. Waste Management Regional Agency followed the other two meetings on Thursday. Of note, I asked the question once again about this fluid closure date. This goes right back to the Glynn County Planning Commission meeting I talked about when I first started this report. The closure date by the county, as far as the county is concerned, county staff is concerned, of our landfill at Artois, solid waste landfill, is September of this year. Oh. September of this year.
It's moved up.
That date's been nailed for quite a while. Actually, there's a state-mandated closure date sometime in 2017. Staff wasn't sure of the exact date. I asked that question as well. So like I said earlier, there really is no other answer other than the KVB project for our waste if we were to be in control of our destiny as far as waste hauling is concerned. There was a RFP for the transfer station, county-operated transfer station to, you know, at least temporarily satisfy the waste needs in the county. There was a USDA grant that Planning and Public Works applied for on behalf of the landfill, and it was denied. So they're going to apply for another USDA grant, but it's, you know, going to be up to CalRecycle, pending approval of CalRecycle. So that's not good news as far as our local landfill. So that's pretty much it. So I probably should have opened on that news. But anyway, okay, my council member reports are done, Tim, unless I can find something else to talk about here. Okay, very good. Thank you for your patience, everyone, with that. Okay, item number 12, executive session. Council will convene into executive session pursuant to California Government Code Section 54950 at SEC. More specific information regarding the closed session item is indicated below. Public comment pursuant to Government Code Section 54.3, the public will have an opportunity to directly address the legislative body on the item below. Prior to the council convening into closed session, public comments are generally restricted to 3 minutes. And item 12A is public employee discipline, dismissal, release pursuant to Government Code Section 54957. Any public comment on this item? Nothing? Okay. We will now convene into executive session. We will take a 5-minute recess to allow everyone to go ahead and be on your way or leave the room at least. So, okay, thank you very much for attending. Take a 5-minute recess.